Welcome to episode 19 of the Fighter Pilot Professor. I am your host, Meta. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Somali pirates and also some about when is it a good time to push yourself and when is it not. Hope you enjoy and we'll dive right in. Okay, so recently in the headlines, the Indian Special Forces made a successful raid against a captured tanker, or tanker that was captured by Somali pirates. This was significant for several reasons. One, because of the successful operation by the Indian Special Forces, which don't often get out and about doing things like that. Second of all, because it was the first time in several years that Somali pirates successfully took a large commercial vessel. So, as you might recall from the movie Captain Phillips, made famous by Tom Hanks, Somalian pirates were quite literally the scourge of the seas in the late 2000s, early 2010s. And they regularly assaulted, boarded, captured, and held for ransom commercial vessels, oil tankers, and their crews, for large sums of money. And this became obviously quite expensive for the shipping companies and had a huge global economic impact, so much so that NATO became involved. And from 2012 until about 2016, ran a security mission with NATO and other cooperating nations to help patrol the straits, the Bab el-Mandeb, which is the strait between the open Indian Ocean and the contained Red Sea. This is the same area that the, as we'd recently discussed, that the Yemeni groups, the Houthis, have been firing on ships in the Red Sea. So this little, as you can see on the map here, this little narrow waterway is a choke point, a natural choke point for shipping, and a huge portion of global shipping goes through that little narrow waterway, and it makes it prime real estate for attacks such as the Somali pirates carried out. So how did we get to this place to begin with? Well, not going all the way back into Somali history, which would be quite long, but just as you might remember, going back to the 1990s, Somalia fell into governmental disarray after a series of coups. And if you've ever seen or read the book Black Hawk Down or see the movie of the same title, you'll remember that the United States briefly conducted and under the along with the UN conducted security missions in Somalia and helped to prop up the government there. That was, we'll say, unsuccessful. The Somalian government sort of ebbed and flowed with violence throughout the late 90s and into the early 2000s, and this of course led to a breakdown in law and order, if you will. And this set the stage for Somali pirates to go out and raid these large commercial vessels and hold them for ransom. Now, most of these Somali pirates were, at one point in their life, probably fishermen or other, day workers that essentially didn't have a job or any market to do in the collapsed nation that is Somalia. So they naturally, unfortunately, resorted to piracy, and we're not talking the Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow kind of piracy, but real live criminal type piracy in taking these ships. So that led to the NATO mission, which cut down drastically on the number of successful pirate overtakings of large commercial vessels. And then in sort of more recent years, so we'll say in the last 5 years or so, global shipping companies have upped their security on these large vessels, put different types of security measures on the ships themselves, put armed security folks on these vessels, making it increasingly more difficult for the pirates to successfully take these ships. However, in this particular case, this group of pirates successfully overtook this tanker ship, boarded it, and held the crew hostage. And then, fortunately for everybody involved, well, maybe not the pirates, but at least for the crew and the shipping company, the Indian Special Forces conducted a very successful boarding of the ship, which is exceptionally difficult to do. And so kudos to those folks who were able to successfully save that crew and that ship from the Somali pirates. So there you go. That's what the Somali pirates are up to, and how they kind of got their start, and why they've been less successful of late, and why it's newsworthy that this is a, you know, that this happened. Hope you enjoyed, and keep shooting me your questions. All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about when is it time to push yourself. And we can talk about it from a physical perspective, right? Like in sports, or, you know, when you're out snow skiing or hiking or whatever, like when can I physically push myself? But also in other more practical things, right? Like driving on vacation or whatever, right? And as pilots, as fighter pilots, we have this tool that we use when we do training missions especially, but even combat missions as well, called Operational Resource Management Tool. And that's a big fancy phrase for basically like, hey, how complicated is the thing that you're about to do? What are the conditions under which you're about to do it? And how capable are you specifically of doing that mission? And typically speaking, it varies kind of from platform to platform and from service to service, but they're all kind of generically the same. And frankly, even commercial airlines use this same sort of matrix, right? And it's essentially like a points scale, right? So you give yourself a certain number of points for, hey, how much did you sleep or not sleep the night before? When was the last time you flew a mission? How many missions have you flown this week, this month, whatever? In other words, how proficient are you at doing it? And then how complex is the mission itself? Is it something basic or is it very complex involving lots of moving parts, et cetera, et cetera? And then what are the conditions under which you're performing this mission? Whether airspace and various other inputs like that. And then what are the conditions on the airports that you will take off and land at? Is the weather bad there? Is there something going on? Right. So these are all different scales. And typically, you know, it's a scale of like 1 to 5 or 1 to 3 or something like that. And then you total up the score. And then based on a range of scores, you judge how risky or not risky the mission might be. Right. And for low risk missions where this point score doesn't add up that high, you might take verbal measures in order to counter these things, right? You might say, okay, guys, look, this part of the mission is particularly complicated, or hey, it's been a while since you've done this, so remember these critical things before you go out and do this, right? In the most extreme cases, especially during training, you may actually cancel a mission because you find that the risk is not worth the reward. Right. And then obviously in combat, you may have to weigh those risks and say, well, is it worth the risk that I'm going to take in order to execute the mission that I've been given in combat? So there's always that risk reward ratio. Right. So you can apply these same kind of things to pretty much anything that you do on a day-to-day basis, whether that's, you know, taking a road trip or should I ski this double black diamond? Right. And so you can make those same sort of assessments using the same, almost the same criteria, right? When was the last time you skied a double black diamond? Have you ever? Like, how proficient are you in skiing, for example? Or hey, if you're going to take this road trip with your family, like how well did you sleep the night before, right? What are the conditions on the roads out there? You know, like, are you going to be hitting along the path of your drive? Are you going to be hitting a major city during rush hour? Well, then maybe you should consider taking it at a different time, going on a different route. What are some of the things that you can do, right? So as you move through this sort of like mental assessment, and I think most people kind of naturally do this, right? But maybe they do it subconsciously, right? So I would offer that you can actually do this as a conscious decision, and you can sort of mentally apply this point scale, and then you can also mentally apply some some mitigation measures, right? Like I can take a different route. I can go at a different time. Maybe I don't take the lift all the way to the top of the hill if I've never skied a double black diamond, right? Whatever that is, right? And then you can perform that thing appropriately. In the end, really all you're weighing is the risk-reward ratio, right? And the last thing I'll say about this risk-reward thing, especially as it relates to, say, taking road trips or whatever, right, is peer pressure and what we call in the aviation business call get-home-itis, in other words, or mission success-driven, you know, fallacies, right, is, hey, I want to be successful at this thing. I want to get home, right? I want to do these things that I've set myself up to do, right? A lot of times, or the peer pressure of those around you, a lot of times those things can actually negatively influence you as well. So you have to look out for those both internal and external factors to your ability to make sound risk management judgments, right? So hopefully that helps in your world, whether or not whether you're just driving across town or if you're gonna go ski the Bag Bowls somewhere, right? Keep sending your questions. Hope you enjoy. All right, so there we go, wrapping up another episode of the Fighter Pilot Professor. Hope you learned a little more about the Somali pirates and how to make smart risk assessment decisions in your everyday life. As always, you can follow me on Instagram, Fighter Pilot Professor, or YouTube, and you can hear me on Spotify and Apple, as always. Have a good one.